don't you know that her heart is but true? Oh, won't you come with me? I'll take my hand. Oh, won't you come with me? Yeah.
Leading horses wise, the second horse is wise. Best. jammer, isn't it? Aphrodite's Child. Four Horsemen from 666. Vangelis on keys. It's a good record. Never fails to jam out. DJ Doug. Shows Beyond All Limits. Just me tonight. Little Hiss Muffets taking a break. I'm here for all your music needs and such. Yeah, I love that record. It's weird, man. It's like weird prog. I don't even know how to describe that record. It's good. It's very good. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Yeah. It's got some 60s bop-oddity to it, but it rips. It's like a more palatable can. I kind of prefer can because it's less palatable. I should have brought some of that tonight. I didn't even think about that. Okay. Well, I just picked records randomly. Sometimes I think about two or three songs that might go together. Sometimes I do not. Today I just grabbed at random. I'm DJ Doug. This is Beyond the Limits till midnight here in Radio Valencia. I'd like to thank DJ John Hall for a good show. We got DJ Mass Skeptic coming up after me. Bose Veranda. The Power Block, Power Trio. Hattrick Block. I don't know. I'm supposed to come up with a name for it. Three Tickets to Paradise. Monday. Radio Valencia. Yes, the Three Tickets to Paradise. That's our shows. Oh, okay. Yeah, so it was a little Aphrodite's Child. Love that record. Goes out to my buddy Mikey. I know he's big into it. If he listens or not, but that's for you, Mike. And tissue, both y'all. Oh, see, I thought I fixed this loop. It's still a little off. It's close, though. It's much better. It's tolerable. Today's world, all you can ask for is tolerable. Sometimes people ask me how my day is going. I say it's tolerable, and I get a weird blank stare. I see that as a compliment. Some people don't. Before that, Warren Zevon, Accidentally Like a Martyr, from his Excitable Boy LP. The second record, I think? I don't know, man. Something like that. It's a good record. And two copies. One copy glows in the dark. I haven't opened that up. Just want to have it. It's cool. I think they'll loop in there too. Accidentally. It was very accidentally looping. Just strange because the record looks clean as shit, so gotta spray some cleaner on there. I guess we started off with the epic jam that is Inigo De Vita, Iron Butterfly. That song just never gets old. I haven't played it in a long time, as far as I can recall at least. And damn, it's good. You know, like, it's probably my dad's record I yanked from his basement when I moved out here. Almost positive, and I never bought it. It's probably the first, like, long jamming rock song I've ever been exposed to as a child, or was ever exposed to. And, yeah, it holds up. It's almost better than it was, you know? Pretty cool, man. I like some Iron Butterfly, at least that song. First albums. It's okay. It's not bad. The other side is, it's fun to listen to. Doesn't quite have that oomph. You know, that Farfisa bass, the bass sound is so good in that. So yeah, it was our jam into a sad song, into a jam. That's where we're starting the show out. It's 10:36 on the big clock here. It's pretty quiet in the neighborhood. It's a nice night. Been nice lately. Makeout room's closed again. It's quiet next door. Noodle place next door is closed. Fancy, expensive pasta. Haven't seen a rat in here in a while. That's good. So, just me. Maybe I can convince them if they see the rat to go to the next door, make me a little sandwich or pasta or something. Get a little buddy, get a little risotto. Or before. Alright, I'm rambling. No one's here, so I start staring at the mic and hearing things. I did have a story to tell. I was thinking when I was listening to Inigo De Vita, I went online. you know, Wikipedia. I haven't looked at that song in a while. And I was looking at covers, and I did not realize that on the soundtrack for, what's that movie with Robert Downey Jr.? Well, where he dies at the end from sucking cock and smoking crack. Movie. Less Than Zero. Yes, sorry. That helped me remember it. I was at a friend's bar recently, last week in Reno, the Boar's Nest. Great little dive bar if you get up there, but the owner, he likes to change his CDs out. He's got a CD jukebox, and he changes it regularly, and I was going through everything, and I happened to see the Less Than Zero soundtrack, but I was kind of busy picking other things, and I forgot to go back and see what was actually on that. And lo and behold, I would have played Slayer doing Inagha De Vida, because it's on there, and I did not know that. Now I do. It's a little bit of a frequency illusion for the week. Or frequency mist illusion, I guess. I definitely would have played that. Maybe I'll play it some other day. Not tonight. I have to forgive myself for not knowing it was there. Really was going to look at the soundtrack on that jukebox. Oops. I get something queued up now. It's brand new 7-inch from Urquhart. It's Bill Urquhart, Shelley Miller, and David Yao covering a Beef Heart tune on Silver Current Records. Just came out. A little 7-inch. It's pretty damn good. You should go buy it. They get out of Amoebas and everywhere else's. Yeah. Here we go. Let's get some music. Right, DJ Doug till midnight. This is Radio Valencia, broadcasting next to the Makeout Room in the Mission, San Francisco, California, Earth. Oh, here we go.
Always Was and Always Shall Be is the first album by this dynamic performer and his band, The Jabbers. This one-of-a-kind LP contains hits like Automatic and Don't Talk to Me. G.G. Allin has steamed up controversy throughout the United States and Canada with his notorious acts and energetic, raunchy, killer rock. This February, G.G. Allin kicks off another tour. He'll be playing Detroit, New York State, New York City, Boston, Maine, and New Hampshire. G.G. Allin is powerful, and this LP on Orange Records is for those who can take it raw. Available at all local music stores in New Hampshire and Boston, or through Bomp Records. For more information, call G.G. himself at 603-669-8983. Find out why everyone is talking about G.G. Allin and the Jabbers. Represented exclusively by Genya Raven.
This next song is dedicated to those fucking cops and the liquor commissioners. You hate me and I hate you, fuck!
We got one more and we're going. This is it. Wanna be a dog? Let's see some shit flying up here.
Hey, Julie, wake up or what the fuck? Let's make some fucking noise!
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.